Wir haben da Tzadik Ches Amit Beis, Kuf Ches Amit Beis. Let us again start from Be'erich, a little bit before the middle of the Amid. Kufa, we had a member of Rav, Chatzi Zayis Boso, V'chatzi Zayis Cholop, Shebishlon Zayim Zeh. If you cook both of them together, a chatzizayis of boso together with a chatzizayis of cholov, om harav loike al achilosoi, he's loike on the achile, it's considered he ate a kizayis of boso b'cholov, ve'einoi loike al bishuloi. But the issa bishul is not applicable since he only cooked a chatzi zayis of bosa and a chatzi zayis of cholov. So the Gemara asks, what is pshat in this halacha? Monefshach. If you hold that bosa and cholov are mitzdarif to create a shir of a zayis, a bishul nami lilki, so you should be chayiv on the bishul also. If you hold that it is not mitzurif, you're not mitzarif, achatzi zayis boson, achatzi zayis cholov, so achila nami leililki, so then you should not be loike on the achila. So the Gemara says, loilam loy mitzarfi, Emerson, it's not mitzurif. Then Rav is telling us two distinct halachas. If you cook a chatzi zayis bosar and a chatzi zayis cholov, there's no issa bishul and there's no issa achila. That's what Rav said, there is nisar achile, that means if you cooked a zayis of cholov and a zayis of boso, then there's a nisar achile on two chatzizaisim, one shall boso, one shall cholov. The Levi Omar afloike al bishuloi, and Levi holds, you loike if he cooked Achatzi zayis boso, nachatzi zayis cholov. V'chein toni Levi b'masnise. Levi said over a baraisa, kishem shel loike al achilosoi. Just like ye loike al achilosoi, kach loike al bishuloi. So ye loike on the bishul also. Just like it's mitzurif on the achile, it's mitzurif on the bishul. I saw a nachle dvash. Let us start from Levi, and let's go back from Levi to Rav. There's a meridik zach. Here's a meridik dik. Levi said, "Kishem sheloike." He says a cheshbon. Kishem sheloike al bishuloi. Kishem shaloika al achilosoi, no, kishem shemitztarif. Kishem shaloika al achilosoi, kach loike al bishuloi. If you loike on the achile, so you should be loike on the bishul. So he says, the iso bishul, that the Torah asked to create through Bishul a taruvis of boso b'cholov that's nesar ba'achila. He brings a Loshon HaRambam. The Loshon HaRambam is as follows. The Rambam in Hilchos Macholos Asuris says, lo yishosak hakosuv mileser o'achila. The Rambam asks, why didn't the Torah say beferish that achila is also? Elo mipnei sha'osar habishul. So the Rambam says, you know why the Torah did not speak about that achilas also? Because the Torah asked the bishul. Kloima, so the Rambam says, vafilu bishuloi also, ve'ein tzorech loima achilosoi. That means, the Rambam understood the Issa Bishul is, the Issa Bishul is to create a Basar B'cholov that is Nesar B'achilosai. So the Rambam therefore said, if you see that the Torah Asad Bishul, so Ticha Asa B'achila, not Samazai, not allowed to cook Basar B'cholov, I cannot allow to be Mabashal in Shabbos. No, no, no. The Issa Bishul Basar B'cholov is you, the Torah asked, not only are you not permitted to eat Basar B'cholov, you're not allowed to prepare Basar B'cholov Aroi L'Achila. The Torah went a step, the Torah asked, not only the Achila of Basar B'cholov, the Torah also asked the preparation of Basar B'cholov Ha'imid L'Achila. That's the Sumamil. The Rambam says it. The Torah didn't have to say that it's also Bachila. If you see that the Torah is not allowed to cook it, so you have to read between the lines. So Avada Givis, the Torah asked the Achila. So it comes out that the Issa Bishul of Basa B'cholov is the Torah asked to prepare a machol of Basa B'cholov that is also Bachila. Not only you're not allowed to eat it, you're not allowed to prepare the machol that's oimed l'achila. So memele, the lashon of Levi, so Levi says, so if a chatzi zayis cholov, and a chatzi zayis basar is osar b'achila, you say yoloik al achilosai. Now we'll under perhaps appreciate the kishem. Kishem sheloik al achilosai. So if an achila of a chatzi zayis of vosso, a chatzi zayis of cholov is also b'achila. So memele there's an isobishul kain loik al bishulai. I'm preparing a machol that's basa b'cholov, and you say this is called a machol of basa b'cholov chatzi zayis basa b'chatzi zayis cholov. This is a machol of basa b'cholov. I'm like al achilosai. So kishem sheloika al achilosai kach loika al bishulai. That's the kishem. If this is a machol of basa b'cholov, even though there's only a chatzi zayis of basa. But this is a machal of basa b'cholov. So memele, so there should be an isur bishul to create such a machal. According to Rav l'chayre held not like that. Rav held there's an isur to make leisavashul. Let's learn the pasuk leisavashul gedi b'chalei v'imoy. So the pasuk tells me you should not make a gdi basa b'cholov. You should not make, and if we hold just a gdi oscha teira, oschalav oscha teira, so the teira said you're not allowed to make a gdi basa b'cholov, and you're not allowed to make cholav basa b'cholov. The pasuk speaks about gdi, but if we hold cholav osra teira, so memele tzur, you learn it out from the gdi misnomer. So leisavashul. So what is the pasuk saying? The pasuk is telling us you're not allowed to make a gdi basa b'cholav. So that means I'm going to eat a gdi that is cholavdik. She need a kezayis of basa. That's the isa. The isa is leisavashul gdi b'chalevi moy. You should not make a gdi, you should not make basa b'cholov. You should not make cholov basa b'cholov. So you have to have a kezayis of basa in order that the issa should be chal. That means there's There's a gedi that's basa b'chalom, and there's chalav that's basa b'chalom, and there's a besondere iser to make each one basa b'chalom. So therefore, in order that the iser bishul should be chal, you need a kezayis of each one. Let us see Rashi. Let us see Rashi. Perhaps we'll be a little clearer in Rashi. Loilam loy mitzarfi. It's basar and cholav are not mitzarf lases isa. To make an isa bishul. Elim kein hoye be betchila kishir. There was a kezayis of basar. Kezayis of cholav. Chiyom arav loy kalachiloso yishabo miyoyre gdoilo. Speaking about there was a large yoyre, so you made a kezayis of basar, basar b'cholav. Made a kezayis of cholov, basa b'cholov. Ustodim omarav lemilsei, ochel chatzi zayis basa b'chatzi zayis cholov, habo miyoyre gdoilo, shenizbashel bo shir mizeh o mizeh. That means, when I cooked it, I made the basa, basa b'cholov. This is a new entity of basa b'cholov, and I made the cholov, basa b'cholov. V'nasru, And then they became moser. That means the Torah asked to cook what's going to be moser b'achila. Loika al achilosoi she'ochal. So now he's loika al achilosoi she'ochal shir sholem. He ate a complete shir. Iser shol shem echot. He ate an iser of moser b'cholov, which is achatzi zayis of basar and a chatzi zayis of cholov. He ate a kezayis of basar b'cholov. Ve'ein loike al bishulai. But if he'll cook a chatzi zayis of basar and a chatzi zayis of cholov, the bishul ka chatzi zayis basar or ka chatzi zayis cholov, ze im ze. So there's no is a bishul. Lefi she'ein mitztarfin miklal heteron likoreis iso at shehei b'chol echol li'oseis iso la'atzmai. So Rashi seems to be saying you have two dvorim mutorim. You have a chatzi zayis basar and a chatzi zayis cholov. And you have to create iser from this bishul. Lefi she'ein mitztarfin miklal eteirom. Cooking them together. Before the cooking, both of them are mutter. The chatzi zayis basar is mutter, the chatzi zayis cholov is mutter. So now, by cooking them together, lefi she'ein mitztarfin miklal eteirom, Likora is iser to make an iser of bishul, achi b'cholechod liyosa is iser la'atzmai, until the basar will become basar to eat, and until the cholov will become basar to eat. That's what Rashi is saying in Rav. That means to create an iser bishul, I have to make basar, basar b'cholov. That'll be also to eat, and they have to make cholov, basa b'chol will be also to eat. The Rosh Yosef is medayik from Rashi, Amir Dikazach. That means if I cook a chatzi zayis basa and a chatzi zayis cholov, there's no issa whatsoever. After Lord Adalt chotzi shir, even though chotzi shir is also min ha-teire, but it seems from Rashi, the fish ain't mitzvah and mechlal a teira likoreis isa, achei b'chol echel leyosa isa latzmai. So it's not isa. So it doesn't become. It's not called. It was even a chotzi shir of bishul, and it's not a chotzi shir of basa b'chol of all. So it's nothing. Now it would seem could be that when it's not a chotzi shir and bishul. Why isn't there isa chotzi shir? I thought perhaps there's one svara. The Gemara says that chotzi shir is also about chotzi litztarufei, because every chotzi shir has a potential. Let's say I eat a chotzi shir, of the Vela, so it's Halit now Teichke de Achilles Pras another Chatzishir, so it's Mitzuruk that Ayeda Kezayis. So since it's Chazil it's Tarufi, so therefore there's an Isra of Chatzishir. There's a Daxamir, there's an Eidibyuda, the Eidibyuda says, he says Pshat Naramba, but he says, as the din of Chotzi Shir, the person will eat a Chatzi Zayis a second before, a Chatzi Zayis of Chometz a second before Meitzoy Pesach. So he says, so then there's no Isra of Chotzi Shir, because it's not Chotzi Letztarufe. That means, it's right there, after I finish eating this Chotzi Zayis, it's Ois Pesach. So there's no Isra of Chotzi Shir. As in that's Mishtait and Eidibyuda. So, Dachsach Mir could be over here if I cook a Chatzi Zayis of Bosal together with a Chatzi Zayis of Cholo. So, if it's cooked already, Snapshat Chosi Litz Tarufe, that means this is cooked. I'll cook another Chatzi Zayis. This is a new Maisa Bishul. This Bishul will never become Osar. A Bishul of a Chotzi Zayis after it's cooked will never become Osa. It's not shaykh to be mitzarev another Bishul, Teichidai Dibbo. There's no din of Teichidai Dibbo by Bishul Bosa B'cholom. Okay, the Echilas Pras by Bosa B'cholom. That means, so it's not Chotzi Litztarufi. So there's no Issa Bishul on it. If there's no Issa Bishul, there's no Issa Achila. He says, it's only Osa B'achila, that what the Torah asked. Levashel. The Isser Bishel is because I'm making an Isser Achille. And I think according to Rav, you have to make an Isser Achille on the Bosser. Like Vashel Gedi, by cooking the Bosser, you're making an Isser Achille on the Bosser. So I have to have a Kezayis of Bosser. By cooking the Cholov, I'm making an Isser Achille on the Cholov. And Levi said, that no, since the shame bosa b'cholov, so a chatzi zayis of each one is sufficient to be like out bosa b'cholov, so there's an isa bishul on a chatzi zayis. The isa bishul is to make a bosa b'cholov that you'll be like on. And if you're like on a zayis of that's made up of a chatzi zayis bosa, a chatzi zayis cholov, so there's isa bishul and the Chatzi Zayis Bosa, Chatzi Zayis Cholov. Now let's go further in this Baraisa. Ube'eze Bishul Omru. How much do you have to cook it? Be'bishul Sha'cherim Oichlin Oisai Machmes Bishulay. It should be such a Bishul that a Goy would eat it. It's edible for a Goy. What does Rashi say? That Rashi Acherim Oivet Kichovim Kloimer Shenis Bashel Kol Tzorchoi. It's cooked well enough for him. So it's very interesting. The Ritva says over here, and he seems to say Pshat and Rashi, that's Machel Ben Drusoi. The Shir is Machel Ben Drusoi. And perhaps Shenis Bashel Kol Tzorchoi for a guy, that's enough. That's cold. I doesn't need more than that. A guy doesn't need that such a be very well done. His bashul cold so high. So he says the shir is machu ben drosoy. So is it the Ritvan? He seems to say that that's pshat and rash. Now we're gonna start a new sugya. The efshel lesochtoy atzmoy tanoihi. This concept, if there was once, a machel was once nesa, mishum tam sheboy, and later the tam left this machel, does the machel remain also since it was once nesa? He says that. And perhaps when we had spoken, we started at the beginning the sugya of Efshel Sochtoi, we were trying to understand what the svore, how Efshel Sochtoi should be also. by Bishul Basa Bacholov, we understood it, perhaps that the Bishul Asos, a Bishul that's nice and Tam Asos, so it's irrelevant what happens later. But we had mentioned that Rashi seems to say, Afilu, by the Aloch of Tam Keika, and the Tam was Nishat, it's also Asa. And Rashi says, Mishenesra Chaticha Shuv Ein Laheta. So, I was thinking, Rashi says it's about Mishenesra Chaticha, and perhaps the lumdus is, if Rashi Shita by Tam Keiker is that a Heta Nishapach Liyais Issa, so let us talk for 1 minute. We have here a potato that's a Kezias. And it has here a tam of nevela, which is not a kezias. And you eat this potato, you get malchus. You get malchus, so al kocho, you have to eat a kezias in order to get malchus. So he said, well, the potato is nesapach liyes issa. So we sang a moir de kezach, that there was nesar, the potato, even though the whole kezias is potato. Afalpi, can you get malchus for eating a kezias of potato? So there's a loche that a potato that derived a tam of the vela, the potato becomes also. Because you can eat the whole kezias is a potato. So there's a svara mishenesra shuvein lehetha. The potato, the sibbe, why the potato became nesra, is because it was koilet a tam of nevela. That's true. But lemaisa, the potato became nesra. You have now kezias of issa. So memela, there's a svara of mishenesra shuvein lehetha. That's the svara of efshele sochtei also. That means the tam is only the sibbe to asarit. But now the potato became also. You have a kezias of issa. Don't have a kezias of tam. You have a kezias of issa, and the potato, the kezias of the potato was also. So there's a svara mishenesra, the minute it became nesa, so even though the tam leaves it already, but this became nesa already, still remains also. That's if yodav shele sochta is also, and if yodav shele sochta is mutter, is ipshat is that the issa of the potatoes only calls man. There's a tam of nevela in the potato. The minute the tam leaves, becomes mutter. Fine. And this machlekes is also negay by Moshe Bacholo. Do I say mishenesra shuvein leheto, or I say the whole iser is calls man, the bosser has a tam cholov, and the tam cholov leaves it, so the bosser becomes mutter. Zok the Gemara. This shaila, which before we had a machlekes, a meiroim and the shaila. So the Gemara says, Tanoi, it's a machlekes Tanoi. The Sanya, we learned a barais as follows. Tipas cholov shenofla ala chaticha. Some cholov fell on a piece of meat. Kiven shenosno tam b'chaticha. Now this cholov was nice and tam in the chaticha. So the mean is a tam cholov in the chaticha. Hachaticha atzmo nasis nevela, so the whole chaticha becomes also. Vo'iseres kol hachaticha is kulam. And this chaticha will also all other chaticha is in the pot. So Rabbi Yehuda says that if you had one chaticha of bosa, that a tipas cholov was nice in tam in this chaticha, so this chaticha became bosa also, the whole chaticha is a chavtza di yisure. So now if you have 1,000 pieces of meat in this kedero, all of them are also because min b'minei lei bottle. So memela, you have one piece of meat which is also, that's nasa nevela. So lasa all the 1,000 other pieces. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. V'chachomim o'imrim, and the chachomim say, no. Ashetitein tam b'roitev ובקיפה ובחתיכס. The Chachamim say, when will all the chatiches become asa? If the tipe is bekoyach to give tam and all the chatiches, so it means all the chatiches have a tam cholov, then all the chatiches are asa. But if the tipe is not bekoyach litain tam b'chol chatiches, so the chatiches amut. So we have a machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda says all the chatiches are asa, even though it seems that the tipas cholov is not nice in tam and all the chatiches. If one chaticha became nesa, so all the chatiches become osa. The Chachamim say all the chatiches will only be osa if the cholov is nice in tam and all the chatiches. Fine. Amar Rebbe, now Rebbe is a third day. Rabbi said, Nirin divrei Rabbi Yehuda b'shaloi nir b'shaloi kisa. I agree with Rabbi Yehuda b'shaloi nir b'shaloi kisa. If he did not mix up the kedera, then I agree with Rabbi Yehuda. V'divrei chachomim, and I agree with the Chachomim, b'shenir v'kisa. That means, loy nir v'loy kisa, then I agree with Rabbi Yehuda, that everything is osa. Loy nir v'loy kisa, everything is osa. Nir v'kisa, if the tipa is not nice and tam, in the whole kedera, everything is mutter. That's what Rabbi said, and we have to understand there are three days over here. There's Rabbi Yehuda, there's Rabbonon, and there's Rabbi. Rabbi said, I hold like Rabbi Yehuda in a certain case. I hold like the Rabbonon in a certain case. But they themselves are chaylik with Rabbi. So we have a three-way machloikis. Before we go further, let us see Rashi. Kivin shenos notam bo'isa chaticho. Kloima. Now we're going according to Rabbi Yehuda. Kivin sheyesh bo kedei litein tam ba'isa chaticha. If the cholov is capable of being noisein tam in the chaticha, hakel osa, so then everything is osa. Va'afilu nir es ha-kedera, and now he mixed up the whole kedera. The ikal le'meima, if he mixed up now the whole kedera, now we could say, nechlak le'kula. Now this tipe, which originally fell on one chaticha, now when he mixed up the whole kedera, so now the stipa spread out into the whole kedera. But I ain't boy kedei lesser, and now this stipa cannot asel the whole kedera, because it's not nice in tam in any chaticha. Afalochi also, the time of Mephorish Lekamei, what the svara of Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yehuda said, Mivnei shehein mino, because lefikach oiseres kulam. This chaticha asses all the chatichas. Vafilo inalap, even though there are 1,000 chatichas. Sheyesh behen kedei levatel chatichas aisa kulam. These 1,000 chatichas could zikhe be mevatel this chaticha that became nesa. The kiven the minainino, but since the chatichais are the same mean of the chticha asure, leibotol taima the boso the nofik minay. So the tam boso, which leaves the chaticha asure and enters all the other chatichas, will never become botol. Sha'av tam aboso nesa. Because the tam aboso of the first chatiche became Nesa. So now the Bosa that will go into the 1,000 Chatiches will not become Bottle, because Min B'minoi Leibot. V'chachomim oimrim at shetitein tam, kosal kedaitoch da atipo kaimi. We're speaking about the tipa. The tipa has to be capable of being nice in tam in the whole Kedairah. If it cannot be nice in tam in the whole kedera, אין כניס אפילו בכדיך הראשונה מבני של חויזר ונסחד. Because whatever fell into the tipa rishayna eventually leaves the chaticha rishayna and it spreads out in the whole kedera, and now this tipa is not nice in tam in any chaticha whatsoever, so everything is muta. Kipo tak tak shel boso shiyei l'shulei kedera. Nirin Meforish lekame kula milsa de Rebbe. Now the Gemara is going to explain Rebbe. So again, we have here a three-way machlokes. Rabbi Yehuda said, "Atipa fell on a chaticha, everything is osa." The Chachomim said, "If atipa fell on chaticha, everything is muta unless the tipa can be nice and tam and all the chatichas." But if the tipa can't be nice and tam and all the chatichas, everything is muta. And Rabbi Yehuda said, I agree with, Rabbi said, I agree with Rabbi Yehuda if loinia. If it was loinia, I agree with Rabbi Yehuda that everything is also. And I agree with the chachamim that everything is muta if it was nia. So now the Gemara is going to explain Divrei Rebbe. Mai loy niel vekisa. The niel means that he mixed up all the contents of the kedera, and kisa means he covered the kedera with a cover, and because he covered it, so the reitiv in the kedera will go all the way to the top of the kedera. That go back down. That means by covering the kedera, the reiter will spread over all the chatiches, will spread through all the chatiches. That is the, so niyo vekisa is a way of mixing up the contents of the kedera with the reiter. Fine. So the Gemara says, now let's try to understand what Rebbe said. Then we'll come to understand what Rabbi Yehuda holds, what the Chachamim holds. My loy niyo v'loy kisa. Rabbi said, if it wasn't mixed up, I hold like Rabbi Yehuda that the whole part is also. If it wasn't mixed up, the whole part is also. Ilema loy niyo klal v'loy kisa klal. He didn't mix up the whole kedera. So what do we have? We have a tipas cholov that fell on one piece of meat. Now, that tipas cholov, as in the piece of meat, we'll see, it goes into the piece of meat. The rest, it remains in that piece of meat without mixing up the rest of the meat, with the right of mixing up everything together, this chaticha remains also, but there's no bliya whatsoever from this chaticha to their other chatichas. So now, if Rebbe means loinia, means loinia klal, he didn't mix up anything, so how can Rebbe say, nirin div Rebbe Yehuda b'loinia? If he didn't mix up anything, so there's no din of min b'mine le'botol, there's no plate from the chaticha asura to ask all the other chatichas. This is, this chaticha is out of the reitiv. This chaticha became also, and it has no shaykhas at all with the other chatichas. If we mixed up all the chatichas, then we'll talk about min b'minai le'botol. But if he didn't mix up the chatichas, or say loinia means loinia klal, so memela, how could he hold like Rabbi Yehuda that everything is also? That's the Gemara's kasha. My loinia v'loikisa. Ileima loinia klal. He didn't mix up at all. There was a tipas cholov that fell on one chatichim, and he did not touch the kedera. V'loikisa klal. So in fact, the Gemara, Mivla bola, so this chaticha was beileya atam cholo, miflat loipolat, but the tam of this chaticha will not go into the rest of the kedera. So the Gemara says, ve'elo, you know what Rebbe meant when he said Niren Div Rebbe Yehuda Beloinia means Loinia Betchila Ella Besoif. That means when it fell on the Chaticha, he didn't mix it up. So Memele, that Chaticha became Osa. That Chaticha became Osa. Then later he mixed everything up. So what do we have over here? We have a Chaticha that became Osa. Because Peshat, when it fell in, if he would have mixed it up right away, so then nothing would have become Osa. Because the Tipas Cholov would be nispashit in the whole Gedeir, and it's not nice in time, so everything would be mutter. He says, no, I agree with Rabbi Yehuda by Loinia Betchila. He didn't mix it up. So when he didn't mix it up in the beginning, so the Chaticha that the Tipas Cholov fell out became Osa. Fine. Later he mixes up all the Chatichas. So what did he do now? He mixed up. There was one Chaticha de Yisure, which is also the Bosor of that Chaticha is also. It's Chaticha Nas and Avelu. The Bosor is also. It's Bosor Bacholo. So now this Bosor will also all Chatichas, because Min Beminai Leibot. Min Beminai Leibot. So also all the Chatichas. The Kan Shoyel Aben Bot. When he mixes it up, so the cholov, which was in the first chaticha, will now become nispashit in all the other chatichas. So now the sibis or isa from the first chaticha is non-existent anymore. Is a raya that Rebbe holds. Efshel l'sochta is also. So that is pshat Rebbe. Now let us see Rashi. Near Higis bo b'megis. He mixed it up. Haminayir as a kedera, when a person stirs a kedera, mispashet atam bekulo. So the tam goes, spreads out, and all the contents of the kedera. Chena mechaso is, or you put a cover on it, b'nei shemei hashulayim, the liquid on the bottom, oilim at pia viyodim, by putting on a cover, so that brings up the liquid, and and the liquid goes through the whole keder, and then viyodim. Is that also, so through this process of ali and yeride, this will take the tam of one chaticha and bring it into all other chatichas. So the Gemara says, what does Rebbe mean, loinir? If he means loinir klal, the contents of the pot were not at all mixed up, is mivla bola hahi chaticha. So that chaticha was beleya cholov. That chaticha became also. But miflat loipolit ba'acheres, but it will not be maflit ba'acheres as tama cholov. Sheha cholov Begago shel chaticha have, so the Reish Yosef says, Begago shel chaticha means it wasn't in the roitev, it was in the chaticha. So if it wasn't the chaticha, it will not go to the other chatichas. It's only going to go in this chaticha. So memele, so if it's loy near period, so how could you say that all the chatichas are also? It's mivla bola. Miflat loipolit, so there's no plata whatsoever from the chaticha asura to all other chatichas. So the Gemara says no. That what Rebbe said, loinia, means loinia bitchila. In the beginning, when it fell in, vekibla chaticha esatam, so he wasn't menaya. The tipas chola fell on the chaticha. He was not menaya the chaticha. Now, after that chaticha became nesa, v'chozro, but then he mixed it up, and therefore v'chozro potos of acheres. Now, this chaticha asura will be poilet at acheres, because he was near lipsoi. Frag the Gemara, so the Gemara says, so why does it still become, why is everything also? Habola, vapolak, mashabola. It was beleya, tipes cholo. it became also because the tibes chol was nice and tam and the chetiche, and now it's poilus the chetiches cholov. V'chazra l'teire v'isa sheyatzim menu ein boi kishilas, the cholov that went out is not capable of answering the whole kedire. So the Gemara says kesova efshel l'seichtei also. He also efshel l'seichtei also mivnei shekula nasis isa. The whole chaticha became nasa. V'chol hanischat mimeno, so whatever will be nischat from this chaticha, the whole chaticha became also. Also. Is also. Because it became also already, so whatever comes out from it is also. V'chol hanischat bo also. Whatever remains is also. The chaticha became nasa. V'kivin da'af tam boso shebo nesa, since the tam boso became nesa, choyzer v'oyzer acheroys, so now will asa da'acheroys afilo in elef, demin b'minoy loy boto. That is the svara of Rabbi. Let us again see Rashi. Lainier bitchilo, vikiblo achaticha esatam. Achakach nier, vechosro upoltoso bacheres. And then he mixed it up. And vechosro upoltoso bacheres. So the Gemara asks, "Habola, habolat, mashabola." So here the Gemara asks, "It was pilot, but it was belay already. V'chazra l'teira, v'iser sheyotza mimeno ain by kishir lesa." So here really the Gemara asks Akasha, that it was Pilate the Cholov. He had the Gemara's Takash already. It was Pilate the Cholov. Ha-Polat Ma-Shebolo. It was Pilate Ma-Shebolo. So L'Cheira, before we learned that Rashi Shite, before we learned that, that if something was Nivla, the Masha Beileya Einai Pilot, she calls man Sheinei Noch Mirsichusoi Einai Pilot. That what is Beileya is not Pilot. The Bliya makes that it's not Pilot, the Resiche makes that it's not Pilot, that was Beileya. And here the Gemara asks Akasha, Hobola v'hopola. The Gemara asks right away, it's Pilate the Cholov. I think that before we were speaking about that you had Boso was cooking in Cholov, it was Beileya Cholov, so we say Kozman is boiling, the Cholov that was Nichnas through the Resiche will not go out. Kozman, it is boiling. But here, I think we have here as follows. Here we're speaking about a chaticha that was chutz l'raitiv. Natipas cholov fell on top of it. It was beileya natipas cholov. So, fine. But now we have here a new chaticha from the raitiv. Now he's mixing it up. I don't think that this is a new mice already. That means first it was, if you have, like the case before, you have here, meat is cooking in bubbling milk. So we said before, the bubbling milk that came in through through that it's cooking in the milk, that bubbling milk will remain there. That bubbling milk will not go out. It came in through this resiche, it won't go out until it's noch. But it won't go out through this resiche. But here we have the thing that's making it going out is the nir, which was non-existent before. That means that lo nir mitchila. Mitchila, you have boso, that's chutz mi reitev. There's no reitev here. It's hot, and some milk falls on top of it. So the milk assels this boso. Finished. So it became nivla in the boso. Now, I take, let us just say for 1 second, I would take this piece of meat that has a blea of cholov, and I'll put it into another pot of bubbling water. So will I say that this bubbling water cannot take out the cholov? Why can't the cholov go out? That means the koyach that's putting in the cholov won't take out the cholov. That's what we had before. If you cook, love will never come out.
While it's boiling.
Yes, if I can, but this boiling we didn't have. There was two different things. We had a piece of meat. You had a piece of hot meat. And some milk fell on it. It was chutz miroitev. We're talking about a chutz miroitev. So this hot meat was beileya, a tam of cholov. So now this meat became osa. Finished. But he has no shaykhs with the reitev. Now I bring reitev here. I take reitev. So reitev, after was nib, all the Gemara says before that the bubbling milk that is being mavliya into the boso will not take out that. That means it's putting it into the boso, will not take it out of the boso. But that means that this resiche that is putting in won't take out. But something else put in. So this will take out. Just like it's poilet its own time, it'll be poilet different time also.